A victory light.
I didn't say that. That's AI. I never said that.
Isabel, can you hear this?
That I like no way. I don't think you're hurting.
No. Oh, shit.
He was very passionate in that song.
Yo, what?
I'd love to see it.
Come on. He said the same thing multiple times, dog. You know what I'm saying? And we back. This is victory light. You know what I'm saying? We here. Huh? Let me tell you something. We ordered lunch. Bro, and
4 years ago,
right? Also, something that be making me upset is that y'all be trying to make me eat like real food,
healthy.
Oh yeah, like not the cigarettes that's in the fridge.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. He doesn't smoke them. He goes downstairs and goes.
That's a fact, bro.
It hits your bloodstream faster. Yeah, yeah,
facts. He goes downstairs and eats them backwards.
Yeah. Bro, I get a 7-Eleven straw and shit, and like, yeah. Yo, this just blows the shit up my anal canal.
The second I see somebody eating a cigarette, bro, I'm taking a one fucking trip flight time. I'm getting the fuck out of New York, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen enough. Yo, on my way to the Kendrick concert, bro, we having the time of our life. Why? We parked at a red light. We look over to the left.
And it's the gay vagabond?
I wish, motherfucker. I wish it was that. It was a dude laid out. He had on no shirt, gray sweatpants. The sweatpants had only one leg in them.
Uh-huh.
The other, the leg that was half in, it was only half in the other half. He is laid out in front of a Burger King pissing on himself.
Oh my God.
Like, why do I deserve to see that, bro?
Like, yeah.
I haven't been through enough.
Was it going like up?
Or no, it was like he was laying down, so he was like pissing on himself.
Oh my, nah, he peed on his balls.
Like this.
Damn, bro, peed on his own balls outside of Twin Donuts.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, listen, bro, but you know what? That shit probably felt mad good, bro, because when you mad high, you pee on yourself.
Oh yeah, look, we have the perspective of a fucking crackhead. Thank you for that one. Appreciate you.
I'm not even gonna say this. I'm not even gonna say your name, bro, because you know exactly who you are. This guy got so high that he's like, yo, I'm just gonna take a nap. Laid on my couch and then got up. You know when somebody just gets up out from a nap and you like, yo, you didn't just get up naturally. Something happened.
Yeah.
He just got up like, I'm gonna go to my crib real quick. Yo, I'll be back. Like, I'm gonna lock in with y'all later. I was like, okay, like, all right.
Yeah.
Like an hour passes, and then my cousin Carlos, co-sign this. My cousin Carlos comes, and he's like my fake cousin. He's Puerto Rican. He came, and he's like, yo, bro, like, why your couch is mad wet?
Yeah.
And I was like, duh, bro, this motherfucker pissed on himself. On my couch
and then just dipped.
And it was just like, yo, I gotta go to my crib real quick. For what?
Damn. I'll tell you exactly for what. For this new victory light, baby. You know what fucking time it is. We are back in studio.
Big Fight Floor shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back in the studio. Freddie Gibbs gonna show up behind your ass. And I'm not gonna do nothing when he shows up, but you know.
It's okay, because Griselda's here.
That's right, baby. That's right. It's the usual suspects, man. The Kid Mero, the human durag flap. You know what time it is. Lizbelle Ortiz looking so tan, so lovely, beautiful in the building. Super bitch of New York.
That's
joined
right.
joined by none other than the rap god, Yap God.
Whoa.
You know what it is. Big VL shit.
Oh my
we
God.
We got Redacted in the building. Just walked through the door.
Whoa.
We got super producers, both Mintran and Victor Lopez in the building.
Yeah.
And we got none other than
Hassan Insane.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yo. And that's right. And listen, since the last time we have been on the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? Zora Mamdani has gotten the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York, you know what I'm saying? Makes noise, you know what I mean?
Shout out to the boy.
Yes. And to quote the internet sensational song, Ho's mad! Ho's mad! Ho's mad! Ho's mad! Ho's mad!
Bitch! Silly ho!
And the biggest, silliest ho of them all, T. Draco.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is out here looking to deport Zoran. Why? How? Like, I don't know.
We know why, motherfucker. Motherfucker racist. Motherfucker invented racism. What do you mean?
He gotta remix the Trey Songz so and shit joint and be like, I invented racism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Girl, you gonna think.
I invented racism. When I call you a slur you ain't never heard before.
Oh my God,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
He gotta hit the Trey Songz tremble. When I call you a slur you ain't never heard me.
What the fuck is wrong with Trey Songz, bro?
Can't help but weird.
A lot of things, yeah, Liz.
It's a lot of things
wrong with that guy.
I heard. They need to pack his ass up.
Yeah. Yo, for real. They got to pack him up. They got to pack Trump's ass up. Is this just because he's mad that his big, beautiful Bill is ass? You know what I'm saying?
He's a racist piece of shit.
I do just want to say that if everybody that we hate hates a candidate, that's probably the best sign.
Right. Oh yeah,
that we should support that candidate.
It's like, yo, why y'all hating so bad?
Yeah.
What is it that even the Democrats are like, yo, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy because and now it's like they kind of falling in line, like little by little, being like, yeah, you know, I always believed in him. It's like when your girl, like, listen, I've had several girlfriends in my life. None of them believed in me. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Oh shit. God damn.
And now, bitch, now you in the DMs in 2024, talking about 2025, talking about, yo, congratulations, yo, I always believed you. And then I just hear that stupid fucking Post Malone song in my head.
Yeah.
Then when you say congratulations,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
fuck you.
You know what? I'm gonna speak from their perspective. Sometimes you be a bum. Sometimes it just happened like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need to be motherfucking motivated, bitch. Sometimes you need to get a motherfucking job at T-Mobile so you could get these fucking kids into daycare.
Yo,
right? Build your dreams in a couple months, bitch.
Bro, what's T.S. Madison saying? Get a job, bitch. Start a business.
Start a business.
Yo, T.S., what's good, baby?
Oh, we need T.S. on the show,
come to
bro.
The show,
she's fucking hilarious.
Yo, yeah. I told y'all the story before. But the TS fucked me up for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was not familiar with the community. And I was like, why are all these bitches down with Terror Squad? how does this happen?
Oh my God, bro.
They don't rap.
Bro, that's like me thinking everybody has been complaining about Love Island this entire time.
Right.
About Long Island this entire time. They're like, yo, all the men on L.I. suck. Yo, L.I. blowing mine.
Let me tell you something. You're not my father, you're not God, and you're not my boss. All right? I'm the king of Long Island. I'm a short king.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Are you guys familiar with the Love Island drama that's happening right now? Do you guys know who Maya Papaya is?
Oh, listen.
Maya Papaya? I know she got good pussy. You don't even have to say
that. It tastes like papaya. Man, I'm gonna hit you with a Craig David. I'm gonna need you to fill me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
I see her all over the place. And she's Dominican, so she's one of us.
Oh, she is. Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
Amaya running like she was told that she's not the father is crazy. Wait a minute.
So long story short, she has become America's sweetheart. Span of a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
For her earnestness. For calling everybody babe in love all the time.
Oh, yeah. Dominican waitress shit.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm on.
And she's Dominican from the Bronx. So.
Oh, yeah, wow, baby.
Oh, she's a killer.
Fucking meal.
Hell yeah.
She's taking this shit.
Look, and she found her a biracial king.
Look at
that.
Yeah, bro, with a neck tat.
Look at that. With a zesty neck tattoo. I feel him.
Is that an ice cream cone?
I will say, I think most of the contestants on Love Island have neck tats. I don't know if that's true or not, but that feels true.
What's the correlation?
Yeah, right?
We're gonna do a deep dive. Yo, shout out to her, yo, because
oh my God,
and
yes. You see? But this is the most Dominican shit ever, bro. Singing in the mirror while getting ready.
What?
Incredible stuff right here.
Yo.
This how you know she from the city, bro.
And she's like, yo, I'm doing the makeup first, then I'm doing the hair.
Yeah. Her and Belcalis went to school together. I'm sorry, this is screaming high bridge. But I love how like she's so Bronx in the face, but she also looks like a character I would have made in Dragon's Dogma 2. Like she looks like the only like light-eyed warrior princess, bro. I fuck with Amaya, bro. Shout out to her for real.
Yo, listen, Amaya would terrorize the Dominican Republic, bro.
Oh, 100%.
If she hasn't already, bro.
If she hasn't already.
She done broken a few hearts.
Come on, bro. You know what? She might have served me sangria at apartment 78.
Bro, I'm saying. If I seen her outside in 2004, I would have followed her breakdancing with some baggy ass jeans. Like, I got the girl, you know? I'd have hit her with the touch, touch. You know what I mean?
Yo, whoa, okay, all right. Shout out to Maya Papaya. Yo, listen, Love Island is a foreign topic to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I know everybody's fucking with it. But now that there's two Dominicans on it, I'm like, yo, I low key, like, we got to tap in. Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to support our people. You know what I'm saying? It's like when Carl Anthony signed to the Knicks immediately when they got a jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got a Maya Papaya jerseys for sale, but if they don't,
yeah.
Victor Light is making them.
So just for context, so during the show, they're quarantined actually, so they don't actually know what's going on in the outside world.
Wow.
So I wanted to ask you guys if you guys think that she knows that Zoran won the primary.
Maybe.
Or how would you react if she found out that
she's like, yo, that was fire. I saw the video with Mero uptown.
Yeah.
Like he was going around. Yo, he was with Diggity.
Yeah.
he was with Diggity. Yo, Diggity be shaping my brother's hair up. He got grams for 30.
Yeah, her eyes. Oh my God. Not grams for 30. I was gonna say, her eyes are light enough to be tapped in like that. That's what it is.
She went to Columbia.
Yeah. That's what it is. But yo, speaking of like Trump just hates anything nice, and I wouldn't be surprised if he saw her and was like, she's beautiful and I hate it. Get her out of here.
You know what?
I want her and Zoran gone the same day. They're messing up the vibes. They're messing up the vibes of my beautiful city and my beautiful bill.
Just because I got light eyes, like, and I look good, and I could do phlebotomies?
No, it's because I went to...
You get it out.
No, let me tell you
like
something.
Why this old white man is hitting for?
This one time I went to 809. She added a zero to my tip. You knew it was 10 and not 100.
I mean, like,
you knew exactly what you were doing.
You know what time? Like, yo, like, you a scammer.
We can't have that kind of dishonesty in my great city.
What are you talking about? You handed me a card that's a Helena Rubinstein on it.
Y por eso te voy a soltar banda, mamá huevo. Te voy a ver, coño.
Pues vete para carajo, entonces, como mierda, coño. Y tú, tu maldita, singa tu madre, coño.
You see, that's the real depiction of a Dominican.
Yeah, exactly.
The real one.
I think Trump's just upset that his big, beautiful bill, or as I like to refer to it, his baby dick bitch bill, would be upended by democratic socialist revolution. So I think that's the problem. That's his problem for real.
Yeah, I think Trump and Adams are both haters. I feel like, bro, y'all see Zora, y'all see the motion, y'all see that the people actually like them. Mm. And y'all kind of want that. Also, Trump and Adams, they both motherfucking stand for the total fucking opposite of what Zoran wants.
Yeah.
Right? Trump, he needs ICE in New York City. Eric Adams is going to do whatever he needs because Eric Adams is doing mad illegal shit. He needs a pardon and he will need more. So obviously he wants that. Zoran is also saying that he wants to crack down on terrible fucking landlords. Whose inbred ass daddy got accused of discriminating against black people in the 70s? Mm-hmm. If not Mr. Trumpito himself.
Exposed.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
We
see it.
It's crazy
Connect
out here.
The dots. You know what I'm saying?
Eric Adams talking about Zoran is a...
Let me tell you something about this communist Muslim man.
Oh, God,
he's a
bro.
Muslim.
Yo, and he be calling him, and he's calling him a snake oil salesman.
That's
while,
crazy.
While smoking hookah in Astoria, bro.
Listen,
man.
Mr. Adams, what do you have to say about the? Let me tell you about that little snake oil salesman, little man, little mom, Danny.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, Belkis, come over here. Sit on my lap while I talk to these cowards.
Belkis, let me get a refill. But let's do the mint mango shisha this time. I like when you mix up the mint mango.
That's insane to me. Yeah. Like, bro, the cultural disconnect there. You're calling a Muslim Democratic Socialist candidate a fraud while doing Muslim shit in
make
Astoria,
it fucking
Queens.
Make sense, bro.
Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, you doing you tapped in with the Arabs, like, when you feel like it.
He's an eater.
Bro, Eric Adams is just a bottle girl in Tom Ford.
Yo.
Tom Ford, damn, you're giving him a lot of credit.
I call him, you know,
all that motherfucking money he's stealing, of course.
Yeah,
that's
I believe
exactly
it.
What he's wearing.
Bro, I gotta call him Remy Adams. or Eric Ma. You know why? You know why?
Oh, God.
Because he's the bitter ex that throw dirt on your name when he see you doing better.
Oh, wow.
He's like, that's crazy work.
Yeah. He's like, throwing dirt on Zoran because we fuck it, because we in a better place now. We in a better relationship.
I see you.
It's because Zoran's beard connects.
Exactly. Men crack down on it.
Exactly.
He don't got veneers.
No. Nope.
He's married to a baddie.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying?
He don't got nobody signing NDAs because they can't talk about how much fucking terrible sex they're having.
Do you know what I'm saying? All that shit. He actually lives in New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's a lot of reasons why Eric hates this motherfucker.
And the community loves him.
That part.
That's really what fucks with him. Because he really want to be like, he wants to be
fam.
He wants to be like the Jay-Z, like the Nicki Minaj of New York. Like, oh. you want everybody to love you, and you really, really need that.
Baby.
And we're not giving it to you. And I know that shit hurts.
But talk to him. Tell him, Liz. Tell him. Say louder for the niggas in the back. He just wants to be cool.
Yeah.
That shit is so fucking lame. It's like, bro, it's like the loser in your high school class that like was a D average and he just became a cop. He's like, yo, nah, I got a gun now. Like, I'm gangster.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, you fucking pussy, nigga.
Yeah.
You got fucking body armor and a camera, dog. Like, you're not cool. You're not wide nothing. You're not ripping no projects.
Yeah.
You're ripping fucking Eric Adams. That's your OG.
Yeah. YPD.
YPD.
Right.
YPD is sick.
Yeah.
Like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. You niggas are buns. He's that guy. Him, fucking Cuomo. Cuomo's mad because his dad is in hell, being like, "Yo, you little fucking fanook." That's why I knew you were a fucking weirdo when you pierced your fucking nipple. You little shit.
Oh, man.
You little fucking shit. You better do something. You resign from the governor's office. Run for mayor. Do something, you fucking piece of shit. Open a fucking deli.
You know, I wish you were more like your brother.
Yeah. That's your name.
That's the ill Italian
dad
insult.
Even though your brother's like, you know, a little, I don't know, he's got a little bit of a, you know.
Even though your brother
es un poquito raro.
It's fine.
Switch up is fucking crazy.
Yo, bro, you got all of this going on. You got Eric Adams dick eating. You got Cuomo Cuomo dropping out just to run as independent, which is super weird. And Don Lemon is covering the primary with a microphone that says DL.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
Oh, my God.
This is like, people be like, yo, AI. This is AI. I feel like AI is writing the government.
Yeah.
Like, our lives are being written by fucking ChatGPT right now, burning, just cooking the ocean, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, I just killed 20 dolphins with that fucking sentence.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if my name was Elvis Durian and I was covering a fighting game tournament with a mic that said ED.
You're probably like, yo, this shit is bad mature, but you know what, bro? You gotta find the humor in something.
Cool. Yeah,
you fucking cook.
Yeah. Fam, Don Lemon, nigga, you could have just put like a little lemon.
Yeah.
Like a D with a lemon.
Yeah, like
a lemon
Don, with a D. You know, like Don and DR is like Donio,
yes.
You know, you could do some cool shit.
You know, Sir Lemon.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's sending messages.
Hey.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Or just a lemon.
Don Lemon just out here cruising during the mayoral campaign? Like, yo, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Yo. Signaling all y'all DL brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
There's no way he's not at least verse, bro. There's no way.
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely is.
There's no way. Come on, bro.
He definitely is, bro.
Yo, I feel like Thugnificent and the Boondocks. Like, what did Zoran do to make these motherfuckers so mad?
A victory light. A victory light.
He wants to give newborn babies baskets, bro.
Oh, you can't do that.
This is unseen levels of evil, bro.
Yeah.
That's communism.
Yeah.
That's giving babies diapers. Yeah. That's communism.
Yeah,
right.
Oh.
What's next? Universal healthcare?
Oh.
I mean, where is this country going? Yo, you know what? But I feel them, though. You know why? They don't want to see They don't want to see our icons become Islamic propaganda. They don't want to see Spider-Man become
Spider Imam.
Spider Imam? At the Macy's Day Parade, bro?
Yeah,
it's like, this is Charlie Brown and Lucy from Peanuts. Lucy's wearing a hijab.
Bro.
Because we are under Sharia law now, bro, thanks to Mom Donnie.
This is insane, bro. You know what?
None of that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
None of that's going to happen. To quote myself, why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying Sharia law? We live in America.
Yeah.
You fucking dumb motherfuckers, bro. That can't happen. Also, the same shit that they said, y'all talking about out of both sides of your mouth and your asshole and your fucking vaginal canal, Donald Trump and Eric Adams, all of y'all.
They both have dicks, mind you, by the way. Let's rephrase that.
Your anal canals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking
your
about
dick
your
tips.
Dick tips.
Whatever that little hole you pee from.
Yeah.
Crazy. And y'all both got weak prostates.
Bro, one thing about going back to like the whole, you know, Sharia law, all this made up shit that they be talking about, they be complaining about. My favorite thing about like right wing media is that none of them know how to meme correctly. They tried to make a point by throwing the full body burqa on the Statue of Liberty and ended up just making the hardest looking Elden Ring boss of all time.
Bro,
that shit look hard as fuck.
Dude, I'm about to get this shit tatted on my forearm, bro.
It's funny that they be talking about Sharia law like that, but it's like, bro, have y'all been paying attention to the United States of America?
Yeah,
hello.
Like the laws that we have, look at what just happened yesterday with the Diddy trial. Mm. Like this shit that's happening, bro, that has never been happened. Like, it's never been happening before.
No, yeah.
There's like, no precedent for
no
this
lie.
Shit.
There's a woman who passed away, who happened to be pregnant when she passed away, and they kept her body until she gave birth.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, actually,
what are you talking about Sharia law?
Well, actually, you know what's crazy? They, as far as I know, at least allegedly, they had to perform an emergency C-section on Shorty because her body was decaying with the baby inside. Literally. Dude.
So it's like, y'all don't give a fuck about women in the United States of America. So why do you, like, y'all trying to gaslight us into thinking that we have all these rights when a woman could go to a hospital and say, hey, I have a pregnancy that's going to kill me if I give birth and is going to kill the baby too. And they're just like, hey. Oh, yeah, well. Both of you guys should die.
Oh, well, collateral damage. And that's why I say, why y'all keep saying that? Because Sharia law, whatever the fuck y'all think it is, will never happen here, bro. It's not possible. Also, we got a worse version. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? Yo, rent just went up. I don't know if y'all, like, if y'all follow me on Instagram, rent just went up 3%, bitch. Mm-hmm. Eric Adams is just like, yo, on the way out,
4%.
Fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah.
4% up. You know what I'm saying? So what are we doing? Like, come on now.
It would be one thing if all that stuff was happening and we saw the benefits of it.
Right.
Like, it would be one thing. Like, I wouldn't mind my rent increasing if there was improvements to city infrastructure, public transportation, shit like that. But, like, don't increase my rent just to give it to your fucking billionaire bozo besties on a yacht. Like, that's not conducive to a happy fucking society.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, like, these motherfuckers wonder why, like, yo, why are we so unpopular?
Yeah.
Why are we so unpopular? We're the Democrats, y'all. We're like, y'all love us. Like, we're for y'all.
Yo, because you motherfuckers are out of touch. That's why. And you know why? You know why we fuck with Zoran? At least me, more than anything, is because he is a boots on the ground ass, campaigning ass, real life, outside with the halal vendors, outside eating with his hands.
32 BJ, you know,
openly not afraid to talk about Palestine, not afraid to call a genocide a fucking genocide.
Yo,
he's a real he's at the very least a real fucking human being.
Mm-hmm.
He's not outside dancing on stage with the doñas or smoking hookah in Astoria,
pandering
fucking bozo.
I'm so
crazy.
Sorry.
Like, nah, that's it. Then you got bozos like Bill Ackman throwing millions at anyone willing to run against him.
Yeah.
Then like it's like, we see what you're doing,
bro.
We see what you're doing.
And this is shout out to Tito. You know what I'm saying? This just came in. My brother just texted me. He lives in Binghamton. He lives upstate. He said, "Yo, this nigga Zoran is too smooth. He always says the right thing." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's true. You can't spin this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like every other candidate, they could catch him. Like, oh,
yeah.
This dude is ready for everything, bro. And it's time, bro. Y'all old motherfuckers, man, y'all gotta hang it up. Like you were saying, they got business, politicians is nervous, business guys is nervous, you know what I'm saying? You spoke about Bill Ackman throwing millions of dollars. These guys are worried about a couple grand, them losing a couple grand, $20,000, $50,000 off their bottom line. How does that make sense, bro? You throwing millions of dollars to get this dude out of here to save $50,000 on the back end?
It's fucking weird. And I'll tell you what they hate the most. The fact that Zoran publicly and outwardly said, "Hey guys, stop donating. We have enough."
Yeah.
Yep.
That is a show of force, bro. What the fuck? That is a show of force.
How could he? Eric Adams would never do that.
What?
He would never do that.
He'd be like, "Listen, that's not what I do."
Drunk bitch. He can't even help it.
I was
just trying to get a boat to Turkey.
Oh my fucking God.
You know, because a plane is a plane. Yeah. You know?
Eric Adams is the number one panderer. He's the worst one. And it's funny because I peeped something that he said the other day. He said that he comes home with dirty fingernails. He's one of those on the ground. That's what he do. And Zoran has manicured fingernails. And Zoran was like, all right. But he's playing into the older mentality of older motherfuckers that's like, I had six jobs, bitch. I'm proud of it. Yeah. I'm proud of working 175 hours this week. And guess what? I got paid $26.75, pussy. What's up?
Look, at this.
We got Eric Adams on a big screen.
In 4K. Mm-hmm. See? Belkis, Belkis, you can't keep bleaching your hair like that. It's going to make it fall out.
No, that's crazy. Because for a guy that runs on such a scummy platform, we have him in 4K on the New York Post getting his toes done by a non-binary New Yorican slam poet.
I know she wrote some shit.
So what are we doing? What are we doing for real?
And he be getting his fucking eyebrows threaded. I don't even do that.
Come on,
what
bro.
What the fuck? He want to be Puerto Rican so bad, bro. He's a professional panderer. Like, he hits every market. He hit the Puerto Ricans. Yep. He hit the Dominicans.
Everybody.
He hit the Muslim community. Yep. Like, he do everything, bro.
He's like, I'm the imam of New York.
Yo, please, bro.
Yeah, we got to get Eric Adams out of here, bro. So just a reminder, Zoran has not won the election in totality.
No.
He won the primary. So come November, he's going against Eric Adams. We need to get that bald-headed, stupid, sick bitch out of that motherfucking house. We done. We tired. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Then you can have all the free time in the world to go to the hookah club, cosplay as fucking Vibes Cartel, do whatever the fuck you want.
And then
Bill Ackman could eat dick and get the fuck out of here if he so chooses. John A. Castamatitis, which sounds like a disease you get on a pirate ship.
Yo, for real.
This motherfucker's last name sounds like a medieval sickness. There's no way that guy, like... And he's the owner, for those that don't know, John A. Castamatitis.
That's crazy.
That sounds like a foot injury.
Bro, right. That's like, no, bro. I got a random ass game on my PlayStation where it's like you wake up and you've crash landed in a plane.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds like one of the diseases that you die from in that game.
Oh.
Like, yeah. you drank bad water, you died from castamatitis.
Yeah, it sounds like some shit you catch in Far Cry. Like, crazy, bro. Anyway, but for those of you that don't know who he is, if you're a normal person and you are in our tax bracket, he's the owner of Gristiti's.
AKA Gristili's, because I ain't never paid for shit in there.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And I ain't never heard of that place until right now, and he's threatening to pull his stores.
Okay.
Good fucking riddance, bro.
Right. Bye.
That's because you never bought beer as a 16-year-old.
Oh. That's what it is.
That's what... To be fair, the only reason I know about it is because I went to Hunter College, and I used to go steal sushi from there for lunch every day.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck your loss prevention. Y'all can suck my whole dick. You know what I'm saying? And there's still Merrill tags at the 50-something street location.
Yeah, bro. Then we got 50 clown ass.
Oh my God.
Come on, 50, bro. Yo, like,
you know what? He's 50, listen, don't come for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we like Tony Yayo said, to quote Tony Yayo in the Vladimir Live programming interview that he did, you know, them Puerto Rican, the Dominican niggas up in the Bronx, they get active. You know what I'm saying? So don't come for us.
Wait, what did Wesley Snipes say in Brooklyn's Finest? He said, and the Dominicans, they'll set you on fire and cover you in feathers and then throw taco sauce on your
head. So don't, so be careful.
Yo, watch out, bro.
Be careful.
Hey, 50, you look crazy. So it's like the Mayweather video all over again.
Yes.
He's like, Zoran, man. Hey, I offer you over $250,000 to leave New York City. Fuck the bucket of ice, man.
Come on.
Like, come on, man. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy to see how he got everybody panicking. Like, 50 Cent, what the fuck?
Nigga, you live in Connecticut.
Yeah. Right. Like, you're 50 fucking Cent. What more do you need, bro? Leave us alone.
All these niggas with fuck you money are so concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, bro, like, and I said this shit on stream, bro, like, listen. I never ever wanted to say this on a microphone, bro,
because
it feels horrible.
Oh God!
Like, listen, man, I'm gonna just speak to y'all directly. All y'all motherfuckers that be in the comments of these things, of these political posts, and like all these things talking about yo communism, blah blah blah. You niggas is broke. You niggas is broke, bro. Listen, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I got it. I've been had it, been doing it, and I'm not scared of taxes. You niggas are ducking smoke. I'm not scared of taxes. You know why? Because when I pay my motherfucking taxes and I'm pushing my GT down the FDR and there's no potholes, I'm like, you know why? Because of my taxes, pussy. And if you motherfuckers is trying to duck taxes, you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I pay double taxes. I pay New York City and New Jersey. New York State, I got a crib in here that my sister live in, my name is attached to it. I'm paying taxes out the ass, and I don't care because I'm a fucking human being that cares about other human beings, like my co-hosts and like everybody else in this motherfucking room.
You feel me?
We care about people. We are people because we all come from people. I know that sounds crazy and like it doesn't make no type of sense. It sounds like a fucking Samuel L. Jackson soliloquy in a Netflix movie, but it's the truth.
It's big hater season, bro. It's too hot for anything right now.
Yo.
50, go prepare to play Balrog in Street Fighter, bro.
That's it.
You need to go do that.
Focus. He got to hang it up, bro. And there's a lot of niggas that got to hang it up, bro.
Hey, man, I was just going to bring that up, bro. I was just going to bring up, have y'all seen the Will Smith's freestyle?
Yes! Listen, man.
Yo.
It's making me feel a way.
I know.
It's making me feel a way because I have been known to back out the JRMCD on occasion. You know what I mean? We just in the crib, vibing, smoking, whatever. Yo, fam, you come to the crib, we're rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna rap, we're gonna fuck around.
When, Mero?
He don't got no bars.
No, hold on. When, Mero? Liz, yo, come on, back me up.
Yo, Joe, no,
when? What the fuck?
Yo, so July.
July what, bitch?
You know, I gotta look at the calendar.
Oh,
and also,
yeah?
y'all are very busy.
Nah, cause all day, yo, y'all gotta come to the crib.
Yo, you gotta fucking boo. You got some fucking bitch ass fish.
I provided you with food. To the fucking koi fish. I ain't never seen these fish in my life. Come on, son.
Nah, you see, I'll send you a picture. No, that's crazy. No, he's not a pariguayo. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not a pariguayo.
Eric Adams. I've heard a lot of pariguayo allegations. Paraguayo, I don't even know what that is. I love Paraguay.
Sound like Jay-Z now.
Beat, Paraguay is the New York City in the crown of South America.
Oh man!
Yo, holy fuck!
It's the crown jewel of South Lima, Peru is the New York of Afghanistan. Like, nigga, what are you? You got CTE, bro.
Oh,
we gotta get this nigga out of here.
He is on drugs, bro. He's on pills. He's on some shit.
And listen, I hope that Will Smith is not, but he seems to be. Because with the shit that he's doing, it hurts my heart to say this, bro, because I'm a huge Will Smith fan as like a entertainer.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those rare guys like Jamie Foxx. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he does everything. You know what I mean? Comedy, drama, everything. Legend.
Nah.
But fam.
Go ahead.
Yo, man, listen. We love you, B. You know what I'm saying? We're all fans. We grew up on you. Liz, you know what I'm saying? Rainey, myself, you know what I'm saying? P Whistle, you know what I'm saying? Hassan, you know what I'm saying? Hassan grew up saying, like, I wish I could score a Bad Boys movie. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? I do it right now. It's like doing like a director's cut of Bad Boys 2.
That's true.
In his crib by himself.
That's true. I've seen it.
For free.
He's doing that.
Just because.
Yeah.
Because we love you, bro. Because you're an icon. You know what I'm saying? You talk about, Dave Chappelle said it, black actors. You know what I'm saying? Denzel, Will. You know what I'm saying? Now Michael B. Jordan might be getting up there.
Hell yeah.
You on the Mount Rushmore, my guy.
See,
and I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
But
I'm sorry.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah, it's a little sensitive.
To hear you say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that you're an action star.
Damn.
But you still want to spit bars. Like, dog, why you gotta don't do that, bro? I've been trying to defend you, my nigga, because we like in the same bracket.
Yeah.
Like, all these YNs is like, yo, niggas corny. like with six R's, bro. Oh. Six corny.
Oh,
like,
man.
Bro, you think he's trying to become the oldest XXL freshman of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
He's been the first XXL super senior.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first XXL PhD candidate.
Wait, so...
A victory light. A victory light.
So, Liz Bell, how do you feel about this? Like, about the Will Smith rapping again?
I'm on two different sides. Because I literally just posted about this yesterday. I was like, yo, I hate the concept of cringe.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that people care so much about what other people think of them.
That's true.
That they... most times people just live in the box. Like, you'll send your fucking, you'll be shopping and you'll be like, let me send this to the group chat, let's see what the guy, what the girls or the guys think about it. And it's like, yo, you know that you like the shit. It fits you how you want it to fit you, take it. And it's like, we ask people always for our opinions. Yo, should I do this, should I do that, what does the world want to see from me? It's like, bro, think about it and focus on yourself. Fuck what everybody thinks is cool or not cool, right? I was like, yo, that's beautiful. That's positive.
Yes.
That's encouraging. And then Mero hit me with the yo, but nah. He was like, yo, honestly, bro, sometimes fuck that. Sometimes you got to tell people, yo, that shit is absolutely fucking terrible.
Yo, come on. Like, to quote the great Chris Grant, see... Pero no.
Yeah. See, I'm all for it. I'm all for that shit. You know why? Because, like, nursing homes need something to talk about, man.
Yeah,
you know, they need drama too.
Oh,
you
my
know
God. What I mean? My thing is just like in this economy, bro, like, you should be thinking more frugally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta do this. Like, you could, like, Rainey makes music.
Yeah.
Does it cost $10 million to do it?
No. Not at
you
all.
You can do this shit in your house, bro.
Yeah.
You can show it to Jaden and Willow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can show it to Jaden and be like, yo, what do you, yo, is it like Pac level?
It's like the killer season effect, bro. He got mad money and he got time. So he's like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to ball out.
Yeah. I'm going to just make this shit.
You better hope I don't get to 80 and start thinking of shit to do, because I'm out. Yo, I'm a beat. I probably start getting tattoos at 80.
Nah, let's go.
Just start wilding.
Let's go. The face that misunderstood.
Yo, Liz Bell gonna drop the OnlyFans at 80, bro.
Yeah, there we go. I'm gonna just completely lose it, bro, at 80.
OnlyFans is just her and a bata?
Yeah.
With mad face tats? Yep. Like, yo, I got a new face tat.
Yep. Yo, but is there such thing as, like, being too old for rap beef? Because he did in that what was it, On the Radar?
Radar.
It's that show with, it's for those of you that don't know, On the Radar is a British radio show akin to Tim Westwood.
My bad. It's Fire in the Booth.
Oh, Fire in the Booth.
Charlie
right.
Slough, Fire in the Booth.
Yeah, so.
We've got Will Smith. Oh, my God. We've got Will Smith in the booth. The greatest actor of all time. One of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yep.
He's amazing. His cock is 12 inches long. My God. My God. I had to use. I can't even measure it in centimeters. It is a massive hunk of a dog. Incredible.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Oh my God!
Yeah,
like, bro.
Yeah, so
whoa.
Fire in the Booth. is just British DJ Khaled doing that for an hour while, yeah,
with,
while
with the Anuel bangs.
Yeah, with the Anuel double A.
The bangs.
Yeah, yeah. Not that's the crazy. Yo, but he went on there and he took shots at Chris Rock,
which is crazy.
And I'm like, yes,
right.
This is what we need.
Yes,
we need harmless rich people beef. Yo. That's what we need.
Yeah, because you know they're not gonna fight it out.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
They're just gonna look at each other like.
They go see each other, everyone to be like, pussy. Like under their breath and shit, yeah. Like getting deer antler shots right next to each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, as like the professional instigator in my family, I fucking live for it. Like, I don't care. You should start this in more people. I think older people should start like doing shit like that, because yes. I want to know what y'all fighting about. I know if I, like when I was younger, you fight a bitch because she just look at you the wrong way.
Yep.
Or they say some shit that's disrespectful. You 40 and up, right? What's going on? Is yeah. it, like, what the fuck are y'all beefing about?
Right, because like you said, like, yo, we just fight for no reason when we're 17.
Right.
I'm 42 years old.
Right, like, you can't just have a fight and wake up the next day and go take your kids to school. Yeah. Like,
I can't just get up and run.
Right. Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's the age that I'm at. You
know I can't.
Mean? Like, I gotta stretch before I do. Yeah. I gotta stretch before I unload the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, bro, like, older motherfuckers, y'all gotta have, like, to Liz's point, y'all better have a real good reason. And I wanna know the lore, the story behind this.
Well, what does beefing with the cleanest rapper of all time look like? Like, bro, I don't think Will has cursed in a song ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what does that even look like? Also, side note, I think, speaking of rap beef, rap media, whatever, I think the Unks need their own version of the Shade Room. Like, I think instead of, like, Say Cheese Media,
yeah,
it's, like, Sciatica Media.
Sciatica Media is crazy.
Or, like Ben Gay Media or something.
Yeah, they just give us updates on LL Cool J. All the OGs.
New Icy Hush.
Like, what is... Yeah, like, I want to see Big Daddy Kane in a Preparation H commercial. That's what I want to see.
Come
my
on.
That's what I want to see my OGs doing.
Aging gracefully, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because Jim Jones, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Outside, you know what I'm saying? The archetype of the ON. You know what I'm saying? He's just outside, bro. Like, he's just outside. Like, I don't think... It's not like a Will Smith situation where I feel like Will Smith is surrounded by people that say, yo, you are an action star.
Yeah, you gotta go do that.
You gotta go do that. Yeah, go. Go on Lyrical Lemonade, bro.
Yeah, like, go on Lyrical Lemonade, bro. That shit go crazy. Yo, you know what you do? Go on this guy. Yo, you seen this guy, Black Boy Max?
He's lit.
He's it. Yo, go on his show. And then go spit some bars in the elevator for no reason.
For no reason at all, bro. For no reason. Yo, then just call Russ Diamond and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? But Jim Jones, on the other hand, is like, I don't think that's the case with Jim Jones. I think Jim Jones is just like the guy, we all know this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's one in your neighborhood, there's one in your neighborhood, there's one in my neighborhood. Like, it's just the old dude that like, yo, y'all niggas don't know, bro. I was making $500,000 a day in Mongo Block, nigga. Y'all niggas, y'all don't know about that, bro. Like, y'all not.
Man.
I'm not a, I know I sound like a dope fiend, but that's just because I've been smoking Newport.
It's like the ending of Snowfall. Yo, that was the most realistic fucking shit of all time, because everybody knows an old head that's like, yo, yeah, I work with the fucking CIA, bro. I distributed millions of dollars of crap. It's like, bro, you just asked me for $3.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah,
come
on,
bro.
He was dead ass right.
Yeah, he was dead ass right.
It's like, bro, you know you can write a movie about this instead of asking me for beer money.
And now
he's like, nah, they won't let me do it, bro. They won't let me do it.
Yeah,
they not gonna let me.
I'm like, who is
he's
who
pointing
is
at
they?
The trees and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm supposed to believe, like, yo, you got holes in your tank top and your eyes are yellow. I'm supposed to believe that you was the king of Decatur. Like, that's not what happened, gang.
Yeah, bro. You the king of this gas station.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
We all know you for wearing a mean dark pair of shades. All right? You are not putting up Nas numbers.
Yo.
Please stop the bullshit, bro.
Yo.
I think Jim Jones is having a lot of fun, like, trolling people.
I think so.
Oh, for sure.
And I also think he does believe everything that he's saying.
100%.
And I could tell that there's no direction. You see how we were saying earlier, it might be like you know, when you fight with rappers, you're like, yo, we're going to orchestrate this so we can push the numbers, push our names.
Yep. Yeah.
He don't have no direct target. Whoever, like, he might come at me, bro.
Yeah.
But yo, you know what? Fuck fat bitches from Brooklyn. Fuck all of y'all.
Yeah.
Like, he just gonna cook all of us. Like, because, bro, he has no direct. He's beefing with Nas. He's beefing with Shannon Sharp.
Bro.
They with Shannon. He's like, yo, what you could bench? Oh, like, Shannon God. Sharp is not a professional fucking football yo, player, bro. Bench?
Yo, he's, he, yo, Jim Jones is entering Cat Williams yeah. territory, bro.
He said, yo, Shannon said, oh, come on, Jomo. You can't say that, Jomo.
Come on, you.
Oh, Jomo, come on now, Jomo.
Yo, let me tell you something, Shannon.
That Jomo.
Come on, man. I put 500 on the bar.
Jomo, nah,
come on. I was the muscle. I was the muscle for Dipset.
Stop that, Jomo.
It was freaky.
Jomo, we can hit the bench right now, Jomo. Hey, Ocho, tell Jomo that we can hit the bench right now,
hey,
Jomo.
Hey, let me tell you something, Jomo. He got the little skinny legs, man, but hey, he be getting it in.
Why does he sound like OJ the Juice, man?
That's how he be getting. When he on nightcap, he get a little brown liquor in him. He be sounding like that. He's
his
like,
voice
hey,
get a little higher too.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I got the Charger, same color as Thunder.
Oh my God! Stop it. Same color as a sound.
Yo, this is crazy.
Wow, man.
Yo, okay, my question to y'all and to them, but to y'all, who is telling these like to Tommy Davidson? Who are these niggas? Who are these niggas that are telling Will Smith, Jim Jones, like, yo, go do that? Like, who are these people, bro? Is it a label? It can't be a label.
No, I'm telling you, if you got somebody like you, like me on your shoulder, it's me.
It's me.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's literally me. I'm like, yo, bro, yeah, do that shit. Fuck this guy, bro. Fuck this guy. Yeah, get it off your chest, pal.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest, pal.
Yeah, I'm the devil on his shoulder, like, you're gonna let him talk to the Fresh Prince like that?
Right.
Come on, Will.
The Fresh Prince.
Get back in the booth, yeah. Will.
That's so
funny. Get back in the booth, Will.
And then Jazzy Jeff is just like, oh, man.
Shit. God damn.
We gotta go on tour, nigga. Yeah. I got arthritis.
Yo, and that's why they should not square up at all. Like, this shit, in my opinion, because, you know, we was talking about, like, in the meeting, we was talking about, like, yo, should people just square up more often instead of doing all of this? No, not our OGs, because they're more liable to hurt themselves than each other.
I bet you can't do this on concrete.
Yeah.
Fucking flipped and broke his back.
That's what's going to happen to our OGs.
Yeah, you're going to try to hit a hook, and you're going to fucking pop your shoulder out of place.
That's
like,
right.
Some shit don't be worth it, bro.
Listen,
so you got to fight young.
Listen, bro, it's gonna be the milk crate challenge all over again, bro.
Yo, yeah.
My favorite video is the old dude that he's like, when I came down. He hit that fucking
yo.
Ooh,
shit.
Yo.
Like, yo, but
Jesus Christ.
Listen, like, are we disappointed in beef because it's just like stupid, like social media bullshit? Are we disappointed in beef because there's like a lack of like execution,
follow through?
Yeah, like hands.
Well, because people don't know when to stop. Like, before, I feel like okay, Jay and Nas, to my recollection, to my knowledge, that shit never left wax.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody ever got shot or hurt behind that shit. It was just two legends testing their metal on wax. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we just gotta keep it on wax. Keep it on wax.
Keep it on wax if you're good. If you're a good rapper, keep it on wax. If you're not a good rapper, I want to see that trailer fight.
Bro,
I gotta agree with that one, bro.
Yo.
If you can't rap, box, bro.
Box, straight
beat
up.
Beat the shit out of me.
Listen, to quote my GOAT, bro, have you ever ran a fade and then three more back to back? Oh, you haven't? Then shut the fuck up and keep it rap, bro.
Yes.
Keep it rap.
And keep fact. It out the courtrooms, too.
Yo, yeah. That part.
That was another part. Of like, yo, come on.
Yeah, I like to be litigious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because then you give, you know what it is? I think it's that we have too much access to each other now. Because I feel like if Jay and Nas was beefing in 2025, when everybody got phones and social media and a camera and a platform,
bro.
then they would be instigated by strangers to hurt each other.
Oh my God.
And it's the same way like fans feel too comfortable
OD
commenting, saying the wildest shit to like athletes, rappers, whatever. And it's like,
why? Why do, like, I don't understand that. Like, why do fans feel like they can instigate, they could be disrespectful?
Dog.
Because they're not the ones in the fight.
They're not in there.
It's like, you could, if you see in two people fight, and you are a dumbass asshole who just, you don't got nothing else going on, like, this shit is entertaining to you, you're going to sit there and say, yo, this motherfucker, yo, you going to let him say that? Like, he just brought up your pops.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, yeah, y'all should meet up. It's what academics does. Academics fuels a lot of, like, the hip-hop beefs of, like, yo, you gonna let that happen? Like, I just peeped when Kendrick came to Toronto, when he went to Toronto. He's like, yo, he's the GOAT. Like, you let him come to your city, call you a pedophile. Y'all not gonna do nothing?
Yeah.
He's on the phone with Drake Mann. He's like, yo, a top five trying to get into the hotel that he's in, recording, like, yo, so y'all niggas, y'all not gonna do nothing? It's like,
yo, yeah. Stop putting all these Somalians at risk. Oh, academics. Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like I said earlier, we are people. We are about the people. You know what I'm saying? We are pro-immigrant. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to get top five clapped out here, bro. Let that Somalian man enjoy his life. Yo. And enjoy the fruits of Drake's labor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need that Max Wien. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
At risk Somalian Toronto youth.
Oh, fuck.
Come on. Respect on the Crodies, fam.
Come on, Crody.
No, you're disrespecting the Crodies, fam. Swear down, fam.
Swear down.
Swear Listen, down, fam. You can't come to Toronto City on not on my watch, fam.
Yo, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But speaking of,
man's just moving bookie and that still.
still, man.
That accent is insane. This is insane. Yo, they accent and they lingo is insane.
A victory light. A victory light.
But speaking of like terrible fucking fans, I don't know if you guys saw what happened with Gardel Marte.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Well, they say Kettle, but it's the white guys. It's probably like Ketel.
Ketel, yeah, because he's Dominican, so I'm trying to say it like in my mom's voice.
Yeah.
Supposedly, well, no, this was actual, it was recorded and everything. Yeah. He was playing a game and somebody in the audience was heckling him about his deceased mom.
I love you so much. This I know Liz don't fuck with sports at all. She's like, yo, somebody in the audience of the game.
Yeah.
Are they not audiencing? Are they not watching motherfuckers? Are they not seeing motherfuckers do stuff? You've got tickets, bitch. You an audience. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You cooler than us, motherfucker?
No, you're right. But he was up there saying some fucked up shit.
Yeah, it was super fucked up. He supposedly was bringing up his mom's death and she died in like a tragic car accident a few years ago. And he broke out into tears mid-game, like in front of the audience. Fast forward, thank God they banned the dude from the stadium. But just the fact that he did that and then he was like laughing and smiling about it afterwards, yo, people are losing their fucking minds. Like, crazy. they don't know how to interact with humans anymore
at all. And the funny shit was, like, you talking about the video, like, he's laughing and smiling and then they were like, the security's coming and it's just like, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of here, gang. Well, you're banned. And he's like, but why?
Yeah, it's
like,
that,
like, what?
It's that kid mentality we spoke about. Even Jack, fucking dumbass. It's like these like little kids, they are so surprised by reactions, by consequences. Yep. So it's like some dude snatched the hat off of somebody, and the dude slapped the dog shit out of him, and he was like, "Wait, really?" that was his reaction. He was like, "Wait, really?" It's like they are so used to doing and saying things and never having to answer for those repercussions. So he's like, what do you mean? All I said was this about his deceased mother. Why is he upset? Whoa. Why do I have to leave? Whoa. I didn't even do anything.
Whoa, dude. I don't even like my mom, dude. Yeah, She's a fucking slut.
Listen, we go, listen.
We That's how my kids be.
Yo.
Fucking my mom's a fuck, dude. Why are you so fucking mad, dude?
Yeah,
my fucking mom's a bitch, bro. Like she's a fucking cunt.
Yes,
dude. I told her to get me blueberry Pop-Tarts, bro, with the frosting, and she got the plain ones. I was like, you fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill us all tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I'm gonna find dad's shotgun and fucking Chris Benoit, all you motherfuckers.
Dude, this once. Dude, this one time she came in my room, fucking cleaned it, moved all my stuff. I'm like, you fucking fat bitch.
Bitch, what a fucking dumbass bitch,
what a fucking dumb cunt.
I know where I put my fucking shit, dude.
God, I'm gonna tell dad what you did so he can beat the shit out of you.
You fucking bitch.
God,
I can't wait for him to get off his fucking triple shift as a cop. and come yell at
you. Yo, oh you guys God. Are actually really funny. Great work, man. Great work.
Yeah.
No, but that's yo.
The only actually, time I've ever heard a child call their parent a cunt, it was a white child.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was in like Virginia.
Was just saying that, bro. That word in our community, you don't hear that shit, but you say that shit to a white woman and
bro.
It's...
Whoa. Yeah.
Crazy. They hit the SD9.
Whoa. Whoa. Mommy. Mommy. Oh, yeah. Get by. Whoa. Take it easy.
Yo, but like, but that's, oh, yo, that's crazy. Fandoms have just become white children. That's all. Because they think they could get disrespectful. You know why? It's because that parlay hit and that shit give you energy.
Yeah
energy.
That shit give you energy. on the lumps. On Hub City.
They laughing, but that's dead ass true, bro. Yes, Brady is on to something.
Yes.
I think that motherfuckers is betting their absolute life away, yep. Mm-hmm. And they are putting that pressure now on the players and the people they're betting on.
Yo. Yeah.
So it's not just you enjoying a game and you're like, damn, my favorite team is going to lose. It's like, no, my team is going to lose and my wife is going to fucking divorce me because we're about to lose the house.
Because she don't know.
Yeah. And
I
now
put
you,
all
now,
of this shit in here.
Yeah. Now you fucking, you attacking, like people are, like I'd be looking at the mentions sometimes of like KD and all these other basketball players and people be like, You better fucking hope I don't see you in the streets. If I see you in the streets, I'm gonna beat the shit. Like, bro, you talking about a 7-foot basketball player.
Bro, he will grab you with one hand, pick you up like a me character, and just place you wherever the fuck he wanna place you. That's the crazy shit. The other thing too is, fam, like, it's getting to a point where I brought this shit up in the previous episode. Dog, this guy, like the way this guy's rapping, like as a rap connoisseur and as a participator, I want y'all to hear how this dude says this shit.
I was gonna say, Rainey's really the rap connoisseur. I'm just a bitch who be listening to shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you be listening.
He really know his
oh,
shit.
Oh, come on, Liz Bell. You can't say that, Liz Bell. You,
oh, no.
You a connoisseur too, Liz Bell.
Yeah, come on, baby. The boss is like pure pain, bro. Like, when I first saw this shit on YouTube, and I mentioned it previously, I thought it was like a meme song. Then I listened to it, bro.
Yes.
Chasing all my losses and I never win. Said I was gonna quit and then I bet again. Trying to come up off of parlays. I guess I never will. Goddamn, I just lost my last leg again. Why? Is it me? Do I really got bad luck?
Hold on. Let me sing it. Hold on. Let me sing it. And then Hassan, throw the tune on my shit in the edit. Hassan, throw the tune on my shit. Wait a minute. No. Pull the lyrics back up. Hold on.
Oh, let's get ready for the performance. My favorite part.
Needed Tatum for 2 threes and he had one that sucked. Told the Jones ain't age old and he started talking tough. The way I feel right now, I might go up to FanDuel with my gun. I told bro if we had one and we getting out the streets. Instead I fell into a hole and I fell into it deep. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Damn.
I lost 20 on the Chiefs. Fuck. And then I lost like 10 pounds. I used to bet before I eat. Everybody said I got problems, but that shit ain't news to me.
Yo,
I lost all my fucking money. Now I'm losing out on sleep. My girlfriend said I need to stop. I got a feeling she gonna leave.
That .5 will make you cry and talk to God like, why me? Why? Yo, bro.
Yo.
Yo, this is crazy.
I'm glad we got the evidence, bro. Our theories are proved correct.
Yeah. Damn, come on. This is on Genius.
Bro, I like, you know what's funny? Like, I feel like
this is a 22-year-old man, by the way.
FanDuel is turning our young black men into old mob bosses. Because you know when they lose a parlay, immediately they on the phone like, I want Jason Tatum.
I want his fucking head on his stick.
I want his head at my fucking bedside tonight.
Tonight. Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
That motherfucking TJ McConnell. Tyrese Halliburton, I don't give a fuck what tendon.
Yo.
You motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
Come on, gang.
It's crazy, though, because it's not just the fans. I saw that there was a player who got caught for betting on himself.
Yes. Yes. And that man is the one. And I was going to say Malik. I was going to say Malik Beasley. It is Malik Beasley. Yo. So Malik Beasley is under investigation right now. So if y'all don't know who Malik Beasley is, Malik Beasley is one of the top two guys on the Detroit Pistons. The Knicks played them in the first round. It was a very tough series. It was a very good basketball series. And all these guys get paid millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? But he's under investigation right now. So Beasley's under investigation for betting on himself.
Yo.
Bro.
For betting on his own games. And then yo, like betting spreads and shit like that. So spread is like, yo, Liz is playing Rainey in handball, or like they're playing 21. I know that Liz is gonna beat Rainey by 5 points. That's my bet, right? Liz is gonna beat Rainey by 5 points. If you lose by 2 points, I still win the bet because she didn't cover. Right. So that's that whole explanation. So there's been like ideas, rumors, little video clips of shit of him doing like weird shit. And people are like, oh, hold on. He's trying to like affect the outcome of this shit.
Oh.
Like let the shit, you know what I'm saying? If it's supposed to be 92, let's make it 90 so I win. You know what I'm saying? Like he's doing that type of shit. Which begs the question.
Wow.
My man. Can we pull up his contract? What is his contract worth?
Yeah, so I actually have a list here. Shout out to Defector Media, Gary Nathan here.
Hey.
He's compiled both the contract that's been withdrawn as well as all the debts he owes. So he was supposed to sign a 3-year, $42 million contract with the Detroit Pistons.
Dog.
That has been withdrawn. And these are a list of the debts that he owes. So... a company called South River Capital, LLC, which lends money to athletes, won a $5.8 million judgment against Beasley. A marketing firm, Hazan Sports Management, is suing him for $2.25 million.
Jesus.
His dentist, or a Wisconsin dentist,
what?
Hassan Al-Shahabi, won a $34,390 judgment against Beasley. He owns a dental practice, and he began garnishing Beasley's NBA paychecks beginning in February.
Yo, dog.
Also this past January. A celebrity barbershop in Milwaukee called Cairo Cuts won a $26,000.
Bro, how many shape ups is $26,000
against Beasley? And then in March, Beasley was sued by a Detroit high-rise apartment building for $14,000 in unpaid rent.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh,
yo,
by the way, the last piece, this is all bullet points that Min just read. The last, the little closing paragraph, in the meantime, the Pistons satisfied their shooting needs on Tuesday by picking up Duncan Robinson in the signing trade.
You're like, by the way, just in case, also getting sued by two Hassans back-to-back is crazy.
Crazy.
And by the way, he is expected to settle a suit with New York City DJ Hassan
Insane
for $14 million in unpaid walkthroughs.
In unpaid DJ bodies.
Says, yep,
unpaid bodies.
In unpaid
Yo.
Bodies
Yo.
To Hassan Insane.
Can I say that I'm not too bad at it? Like, if you got to bet on some shit, you should be betting on yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if you could win and you just like, yeah, I'm this good that I'm not too mad at it. But they withdrew a $42 million, if I'm not
42 million canceled.
Yeah, done.
Yo, hey, bro. Imagine the happiest day in life, Liz.
You know that's illegal though, right? He should have known.
Yes.
But I mean, okay, here's the thing though.
Yes.
Yes.
Bro, it doesn't help that he has like the name of like a Disney Channel original villain.
Yo, yeah.
like, oh shit, guys, it's Malik Beasley.
It's Malik Beasley.
He just sound like the school bully.
No, he sound like a Disney Channel bully, bro.
Yeah.
He sound like he bullied Eddie from That's So Raven. Like in the hallways. He'd be like, oh fuck, guys.
It's Malik.
Oh shit, guys, it's Malik.
Yo, what up, Leek here.
Yeah, Leek. Yo, yo, it's Leek Beasley, you heard?
Yo, Leek Beasley's nuts.
Leek Beasley.
Fam. That is, fam, I can't even, bro, my parents, my dad would shoot me.
Yeah.
My pops would come, would fly from DR, shoot me, not fatally, just shoot me in the thigh and be like, pa que siente cabeza.
Yep.
Caco de vacinilla, coño, estúpido. 42 millones de dólares, coño, estúpido. Imbécil, coño.
Bro.
Coño.
Yo, it goes back to what we were saying, bro.
Should we give Malik Beasley like a Dominican parent rapa polvo for doing this right now?
100%, yeah.
Mira, Malik,
vamos a hablar claro. Habla el papá primero.
No, porque ese hijo tuyo.
Malik.
Yo no fui yo, obviamente que no fui yo que lo parí. I didn't birth this motherfucker.
Malik,
tú eres un mamañema. Tú eres tú. Pa eso fue. Pa eso fue. That's what we drove him to school for?
Lisbeth, por favor.
No. Es que tú no estás hablando.
Espera, one second, please.
Saca el huevo.
Es my hey. I kind of understand. Because, mira, yo te voy a hablar a ti en inglés. Because I'm going to speak to you in English because you Spanish. Tú da vergüenza. I'm ashamed of you. We come here from Navarrete. You know, tu mamá, she was in the field pulling cane, macando con un pachuche.
Come on,
and I was there, and I was right there with her.
Come on,
and like, we was in the town con dos chivos. No. We had to go. Yep. And we come to this country because you play bacabagú.
Yo, Pop, I'm not even trying to hear
you
that.
Play bacabagú. And on, then,
mira lo que hace.
Mira.
Yo, Pop,
and then,
but I got the bus down rolling.
Malik, that's going to go away.
They're going to take it.
You gotta give him that bar to Jacob de Julie.
Yo, we in America. Why y'all talking that Guala Guala shit, yo? We in America, God. Bro.
Mira, americano.
Ahora se cree americano en mamá ñema.
Wow.
Es bueno que le quiten todo. Okay. Es bueno que se lo quiten.
Está bien. Beasley. Beasley. And you let him calling you Beasley, and your name is Beasley. Okay?
Tú eres Beasley. $4,000 en qué?
¿En qué?
¿En qué? ¿En pelo? Calvo. Un calvo dice $4,000.
My friend.
The parlays was my, in. I was going to make mi sure,
hijo,
bro.
Mijo. ¿Qué fucking parlay ni parlay? ¿Qué parlay? Parlay. Listen, let me tell you something about parlay. Back in 1979, tu mama, she hit a parlay. That's the only gambling that's acceptable in here. Un parlay.
Nah, matter of fact, you know what, Pop? This shit coming for a long time, bro. Fuck you, Pop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh no, aquí se pone.
Ay.
A victory light. A victory light.